Hey, greetings, everyone. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here, and welcome to the Steadfast and Loyal podcast. Hey, greetings, everyone. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here. The price of gold is near all-time highs, but many analysts think we're just on the front end of a major wave of growth. A lot of people are worried that there could be real problems ahead for the U.S. dollar. We've seen hyperinflation before, and it's certainly possible that we could see it happen right here in America. If something like that were to happen, it's possible that we'd return to an economy run on gold and silver, and your dollar bills could be basically worthless. That's exactly why United Patriot Coin has created the Gold and Silver Patriot Pack. Each Patriot Pack is a pre-made bundle of small-sized silver and gold pieces, making it a perfect way to start building up your stack of precious metals for barter and exchange, and it can also serve as a long-term store of value that's more inflation-proof than the U.S. dollar. And here's a special offer. United Patriot Coin has created a special discount just for our audience. You can get 10% off your first gold and silver Patriot Pack by using the promo code WEST10, WEST10. Since each piece has a relatively small value compared to standard units like a kilo of silver or an ounce of gold, each Patriot Pack is basically a wallet full of small bills, so you can use a little at a time without having to tap into your main stockpile. The Patriot Pack is a great way to get started in precious metals, but United Patriot Coin can also help you to build a real portfolio of gold and silver customized to your needs, whether that's for short-term barter and trade or long-term asset protection and growth. They can even help you invest in precious metals through an IRA rollover account. So shop online at unitedpatriotcoin.com or call their office in Texas at 844-202-7834. You know, we have been focused on one type of invasion here in the United States of America. And of course, that's the invasion of some 10 million illegal immigrants in the Biden administration, when he has gone in and by 90 some odd executive orders reversed all the border security actions that were there from the previous administration, the Trump administration. We know that we have 1.5 to 2 million, I don't know, they call them gotaways. We don't know who they are, where they are, but they're somewhere here in the United States of America. We know that we have an incredible amount of single military age males, to include Chinese single military age males. And so it's very clear. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution talks about the federal government has an enumerated duty and responsibility to protect every state in the union from invasion. Those are the words from the Constitution. In Article 1, Section 10, Clause number 3 lays out exactly what states can do if actually invaded when there is imminent danger without any admit of delay. But there's another invasion that has been going on for some 33 years that a lot of people have not paid attention to. And now all of a sudden, when we look and see what is happening on our college and university campuses, when we look and see what's happening all across the United States of America, when we look and see what is happening all across the United States of America, where all of a sudden we have people that think it is absolutely, I guess, cool to go out and support an Islamic terrorist organization. Without a doubt, you know, be pro-Hamas. And let's not forget what Hamas, a designated terrorist organization, non-state, non-uniform belligerents, they are not part of any nation state. But on October the 7th, they crossed the border of a recognized nation, State of Israel, and killed some 1,200 men, women, and children, beheaded babies, raped women, mercilessly gunned down, burned people. The atrocities are heinous and well known, except for those people that are the chuckleheads that want to continue to deny it ever happened. They killed Americans on October the 7th. They still have some Americans being held hostage. But yet, on our streets, we have people that are coming out and supporting them. On our streets in the United States of America, on our college and university campuses, we have people saying, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Okay? So from the river, Jordan River, to the sea, Mediterranean Sea, Palestine will be free. The region. What does that mean? A genocide. Which is what the charter of Hamas says, that they are about eliminating, eradicating, and exterminating the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And we've got that chant going on in the United States of America. Free Palestine. Free Palestine from what? Palestine is a region. It's pretty free. But not if you are an Islamist and you want to get rid of an entire race of people, which that's what Emperor Hadrian tried to do when he renamed that region from Judea to Syriac Palestinia. And we talked about the root word of Palestinia, Philistia, going back to the ancient Philistines. And the ancient Philistines were not modern Arabs. They were ancient Greeks. See, there is no group of people called Palestinian. Let's start talking the truth here. Okay, let's stop placating people. Let's stop buying into Yasser Arafat's brilliant marketing strategy of how he aligned a region to a people so that he could do one thing, commit genocide and eradicate, exterminate, and eliminate the Jewish people and the state of Israel. You know, we see signs out there where people are talking about final solution. That's what Hitler called it. When he committed genocide against the Jewish people, millions killed. Go back to Poland, some of these signs. Well, we know what happened, you know, concentration camps, death camps, things of this nature. Or the Star of David in a trash can, keep the world clean. Intifada. You know what the Intifada is? That was when Arab suicide bombers got into Israel and were going in and blowing up wedding ceremonies, buses, all these things. As a matter of fact, on one of my trips to Israel, I saw the location where that bomber set off his device at a wedding. But they're shouting for Intifada. Death to America, death to Israel. Rashida Tlaib, they were shouting that in your congressional district up there in Dearborn, Michigan. Hadn't heard you condemn that. Or stop arming Israel. Okay, so if we stop arming Israel, what do you think that means for the terrorist organizations? Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Al-Quds, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, Iran. So how did we get to this point where after a brutal, heinous attack, we have people on our college and university campuses, very delusional, deranged students. Well, let me put it this way, stuck on stupid. Because they don't understand this issue. And again, please, someone show me the king of Palestine, queen of Palestine, prince, princess, duke, duchess, something. Some, you know, pasha, sheikh, some type of royalty, some type of leader. This is a make-believe, and I'm not going along with the make-believe. I'm going along with what history tells me, that word Palestine, which comes from the word Palestinia, which was brought about against the Jewish people for their punishment, as their punishment for their revolt against the Roman Empire by Emperor Hadrian, Simon Bar Kokhba revolt. We've had this two-state solution thing, Israel, Jordan. Yasser Arafat and a bunch of other Arabs said they didn't want that because the whole point was to kill and eradicate, eliminate, and exterminate all the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Because remember, Yasser Arafat's uncle, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, was Pizzo's with the Muslim Brotherhood guys. That got started in 1928. He was also an ally of Adolf Hitler. See, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So I just mentioned something here, Muslim Brotherhood. Because what is happening in America that no one seems to recognize, want to talk about, is a civilizational jihad. That's the real invasion that we have been facing for 33 some odd years. Some of us have been talking about this, much to the chagrin of folks like the Council for American Islamic Relations. Oh, you're just an Islamophobe. You hate Muslims. No. See, what I have right here is something that you can go on the internet and you can pull down 18 pages. I've known about this document for quite some time. It's called An Explanatory Memorandum on the General Strategic Group Goal for the Group in North America. This is the Muslim Brotherhood's playbook for North America. Primarily for America. It was written in 1991 by a gentleman by the name of Muhammad Akram. And this official document from that 1991 meeting outlines the Muslim Brotherhood's strategic goals for North America, primarily America. The document was entered into evidence in the 2008 Holy Land terror funding trial, the largest terrorist funding trial in United States history. That was tried right here in Texas. The federal investigators found this document in the home of Ismail al-Barassi, a founder of the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, during a 2004 search. So it was written in 1991, and then we found it in a search by the FBI, when the FBI was doing what they're should be doing instead of going in and knocking on the doors of pro-life activists. In 2004, al-Barassi was a member of the Palestine Committee. Let me repeat that. Ismail al-Barassi, founder of the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia. This is where they found this document, in his house. And he was a member of the Palestine Committee, which the Muslim Brotherhood had created to support Hamas in the United States of America. That's what we knew in 2004 when we got this document. And it was translated and it was brought in evidence in the Holy Land terror funding trial of 2008. Oh, by the way, the Council for American Islamic Relations is an unindicted co-conspirator in that Holy Land Foundation funding terror trial. The Council for American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, has an office on Capitol Hill. The Palestine Committee, which the Muslim Brotherhood had created to support Hamas in the United States. And now, in 2024, 20 years after that raid, we've got young people on college and university campuses, walking around with the banner of Hamas and shouting out pro-Hamas propaganda. We have got to get the stupid award. You know, I remember back in the Civil War, the Battle of Antietam, when some Confederate riders had the actual battle plan, Lee's battle plan, for his invasion into Maryland, and he was going to come down from the north down to Washington, D.C. And they were carrying it. They were couriers. And they dropped it off of the horse. It was wrapped in cigar rolling paper. Union Scouts found it. Did you think that they just took the cigar paper and wrapped some cigars and had a nice smoke? No. They took it to their higher command. They had Lee's operational plan to invade the North in Maryland, and they countered it at a place called Antietam. Bloody Antietam, bloodiest day in U.S. military history, 22,000 Americans dead. I've been to the battlefield of Antietam. I've been there through the cornfield. I've been there through the sunken road, Burnside Bridge. Bloody, awful day. The Union claimed it as a victory. It was really just a stalemate, but the Union claimed it as a victory because they had not defeated the Army of Northern Virginia to that point. Lee was not able to carry on his invasion. So that's what you do. When you find out the strategic plan, the operational plan of your adversary, your opponent, your enemy, you take action against it. Since 2004, we found this document, translated it, it laid everything out. We had a trial, 2008 Holy Land Foundation terror funding trial, and we still have not done anything. Knowing that the gentleman whose house this was found in, the founder of the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, pretty close to the nation's capital, Ismail El-Barassi, a member of the Palestine Committee, which the Muslim Brotherhood, the grandfather of Islamic terrorist organizations, founded in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna, had created to support Hamas in the United States. Here's some quotes from the explanatory memorandum, strategic memorandum, the Muslim Brotherhood's strategic goal in North America. Here's some quotes. Page 4. Enablement of Islam in North America, meaning establishing an effective and stable Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood, which adopts Muslims' causes domestically and globally, which works to expand the observant Muslim base, aims at unifying and directing Muslims' efforts, presents Islam as a civilizational alternative and supports the global Islamic State wherever it is. Global Islamic State? IS? You know, we have heard this before, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Now what they're trying to say is they want to create that here in North America, led by the Muslim Brotherhood. You don't know who the Muslim Brotherhood is? Google it. Go back. Do some research. Study. They're the guys that kill Anwar Sadat. They're the guys that Barack Obama invited front and center to his speech at the University of Cairo back in 2009. Yes, these cheeky fellows, terrorists, Islamic terrorists, jihadists, that's who Barack Hussein and Obama invited front and center to his speech at the University of Cairo. That's who Barack Hussein Obama supported to become president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi. The Egyptian people and General al-Sisi would not have any of that, and that's why they overthrew him. Obama didn't like that because he's all in for the Muslim Brotherhood. Maybe that's why you haven't heard anything from Barack Hussein Obama, who is an alumni of Columbia University, about these pro-Hamas rallies, protests, anti-Semitic rhetoric. Page 5 of this explanatory memorandum. The movement must plan and struggle to obtain the keys and the tools of this process in carrying out this grand mission as a civilizational jihadist responsibility. Now, okay. There are going to be some people saying, hey, look, Colonel, you're just an Islamophobe, a xenophobe, a thatophobe, a thisophobe. You know the jihad means, you know, like hot yoga. You know, we just got to get in tune with ourselves. I don't think so, Jack. Osama bin Laden called for jihad. We saw what happened on September 11th of 2001. And oh, by the way, September 11th, 2001. That was 3 years before this document was filed. September 11, 2001. 7 years later, we have the Holy Land terror funding trial. And we still are allowing this civilizational jihadist process to occur. Which leads me to this quote on page 7 of this explanatory memorandum of the Muslim Brotherhood for their goals in North America. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which means the Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim community, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad, not hot yoga, in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. By their hands. In other words, like Vladimir Lenin said, the useful idiots. Let me repeat that. Page 7 of this explanatory memorandum. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. He talked about on page 5, it was a civilizational jihadist responsibility with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which means Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands, these dumb ass college students, and the hands of the believers. So in other words, the progressive socialist leftist Marxists align with the Islamo-fascists. And oh, by the way, think about in Dearborn, Michigan, the guy basically stood up and repeated this where he was talking about eliminating and destroying our system of governance. That's what the guy said. Don't believe me? Go back and look at the clip. And then the guy shouted out, death to America. Sabotaging its miserable house. That's how they see us. That's how they see our constitutional republic. This was written in this document in 1991, found in an FBI raid in 2004. And we think they're kidding. Look at what has metastasized 33 years later. On college and university campus all over the place. We must possess a mastery of the art of coalitions, the art of absorption, and the principles of cooperation. In other words, deception. We don't mean it. We would never do that. See, I believe you take your enemy for his word. And his word's right here. Page 18, a list of our organizations and the organizations of our friends. This is where the Muslim Brotherhood lists its front groups in the United States. And this is where you see prominent organizations like the Council for American Islamic Relations, the Islamic Society of North America, and others were named there. So let me just read to you the organizations that are listed. This is the attachment to this document. They're telling us the groups that they're going to use in this civilizational jihadist process to, as he said, eliminate and destroy Western civilization from within and sabotage its miserable house by our own hands and the hands of the believers. So here are the organizations. Let's see if you recognize any of them. The Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, MSA, the Muslim Students Association. And I'm sure you know that an offshoot of the Muslim Students Association is SJP, the Students for Justice in Palestine. MCA, the Muslim Communities Association, AMSS, the Association of Muslim Social Scientists, AMSE, the Association of Muslim Scientists and Engineers, IMA, the Islamic Medical Association, ITC, the Islamic Teaching Center, NAIT, the North American Islamic Trust, FID, Foundation for International Development, IHC, the Islamic Housing Cooperative, ICD, Islamic Centers Division, ATP, American Trust Publications, AVC, Audiovisual Center, IBS, the Islamic Book Service, MBA, not Masters of Business Administration, Muslim Businessmen Association, MYNA, Muslim Youth of North America, IFC, the ISNA FIQH Committee, IPAC, the ISNA Political Awareness Committee, IED, Improvised Explosive Devices, not Islamic Education Department, MAYA, not name MAYA, Muslim Arab Youth Association, MISG, Malaysian Islamic Study Group, IAP, Islamic Association for Palestine, UASR, United Association for Studies and Research, OLF, Occupied Land Fund, MIA, not from Miami if you're flying there, but MIA, Mercy International Association, ICNA, Islamic Circle of North America, BMI, Batul Mal Inc., IIIT, International Institute for Islamic Thought, IIC, Islamic Information Center. There you go. They tell us the organizations that they're going to use to, as it says here, quoted, understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. And they're the organizations. And the attachment that goes along with this 18-page document, their explanatory memorandum, that any of you can Google, search, print it out. If you can read Arabic, you can print it out in Arabic and read it. But you have the translated version. That was evidence in the largest Islamic terrorist funding trial in the United States of America in 2008. And 16 years later, we ain't done nothing about it. Republican, Democrat. And now we see what has happened in full bloom. They have to be laughing at us. They have to be saying, man, this was too easy. We showed them exactly what we were going to do. We tried to hide it from them, but they found it. And they did nothing. All we had to do was come out and say that if you speak out against us, you're Islamophobe. You know, you just don't like Muslims. Like Patton said in that movie, George C. Scott, when he played the character, Rommel, you magnificent son of a bitch, I read your book. See, that book was mandatory reading when I came into the Army as a young lieutenant back in 1983. The book was called Attacks. It was Erwin Rommel's, you know, exploits when he was a young infantry lieutenant and captain during World War I. See, we got to read. We're too busy out there looking at reality TV shows and all this other nonsense and mess. We're too busy playing around on TikTok, where, you know, the Chinese are telling us all this stuff about from the river to the sea and feeding us with all this propaganda, bovine excrement. I think you know what that means. When they just told us right here what they want to do. The Palestine Committee, El Barassi, the man who had this document in his house and was found in 2004, the Palestine Committee was the Muslim Brotherhood created to support Hamas in the United States of America 20 years ago. Ask your member of Congress. Ask your senator, Republican, Democrat, Independent, I don't care. Ask them, have you read this? Send it to them. Bombard them with this. And say, read this. And tell me that the manifestation of this is not happening right now. They can't say that. I guarantee you, most of them, both sides of the aisle, they have no clue about this. But the old colonel, you know, the old knucklehead used to jump out of airplanes, you know, shoot really big guns, call artillery pieces. I read Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu said that you have to know yourself, you have to know your enemy. You have to know your environment. So when I look at what is happening here in the United States of America right now, when I go back and reread this document, I can see that this is coming to fruition, that they've succeeded. They have made Hamas mainstream in the United States of America. And we're busy sending a bunch of money to Ukraine when we got tens of millions, I guess that's the right number, have come across our border illegally. And we got the original invasion, the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Islamic Jihadism right here. And we have the unholy alliance of progressive leftist socialist Marxists, communists, with these Islamo-fascists who had the declared goal. Let me read it once again. The process of settlement, page 7, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad. And I'm not talking about some inner peace and spirituality by way of hot yoga. In eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. That's what Muhammad Akram wrote and shared in a meeting in 1991 and was found in an FBI raid in a home in Falls Church, Virginia in 2004. I'm not an Islamophobe, but I'd be damned if I'm not going to take my enemy for his word. And if you think that you're just going to traipse on up in here and destroy my country and eliminate our way of life, our constitutional republic, that little oath that I took explains everything. Support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So all you little children out there that are running around waving pro-Hamas banners, you're the useful idiots that they're using to implement this strategic goal. All you adults out there on these college and university campuses don't want to shut this crap down. You're the useful idiots, the mindless lemmings that are following right along with the Muslim Brotherhood's strategic goal for here in North America, the United States of America. For you pastors that are out there that don't want to read this and understand exactly what is going on, with people that are telling us that, you know, Abraham, Moses, Jesus were prophets of this. You don't want to talk about it. Well, let me tell you something. If I'm the only egghead talking about it here in the United States of America, I will be the only one that's talking about it. But I'm not going to let the chuckleheads, I'm not going to let these jihadists tell me I can't. If YouTube, Facebook, or whomever, if you're going to try to shut down what we just talked about here, then you're part of it. You're enabling it. You should read it. Hey, Marky Zuckerberg, if you had been at that peaceful concert in Israel, they would have killed you. So I want y'all to think about that. Because right now in the United States of America, there are two types of people. There are those that ain't, and there are those that are steadfast and loyal.
Before they burn it down.